The Quran gives us the criteria for a person to go to Jannah, to attain salvation. Allah says in Surah Al-Asr, chapter number 103, verse number 1 to 3, Wal Asr, Innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati, wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr. That by the token of time, man is verily in a state of loss, except those who have faith, those who do righteous deeds, those who exhort people to truth, and those who exhort people to patience and perseverance. These minimum four criteria are required for any human being to go to Jannah. Number one is Iman, having faith. Number two, Amal Salihat, righteous deeds. Number three, Watawasaw Bil Haq, inviting people to truth, doing Dawah and Islah. And number four, Watawasaw Bil Sabr, inviting people to patience and perseverance. If any one of these criteria is missing, under normal circumstances, you shall not go to Jannah. All four criteria are equally important. Iman, righteous deeds, Dawah, and inviting people to patience and perseverance. So Quran gives the formula to attain Jannah, to go to paradise. Because Quran gives you the formula to go to Jannah, to attain paradise, I say Al-Quran is a global necessity. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad said, it's mentioned in Sahih Muslim, volume number 7, hadith number 7417. The Prophet said, this world is a prison for the believers and it is paradise for the unbelievers. There's an incident that once Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani, may Allah have mercy on him, he was a great scholar. He wrote the Sharah of Bukhari, the second most important book after the Quran. When he was going in the marketplace with his entourage, he was the chief Qazi, a poor Jew, he comes and he catches the mule of Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani, Rahimullah. And he tells him, I heard that your prophet said, this world is a prison for the believers and it is paradise for the unbelievers. You are so rich, you are leading a luxurious life. I am a poor man. He was wearing torn clothes. How can you explain the hadith of your prophet that this world is a prison for a believer like you who are so rich and living comfortably, and it's a paradise for a poor person, unbeliever like me, who's poor with torn clothes? Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani says that I know what's going to happen in the future. And I know that in Akhirah, in the next life, for the believers, we will get paradise. And if you compare the Jannah to this world, what I'm living, compared to the Jannah, it is billion times better. This world with all the wealth is a prison. And I know the unbelievers like you who do not believe in Allah, in the next life they will go to Jahannam. And the Jahannam will be so bad that even if you are the poorest man in the world, if you compare to Jahannam, your this life will be like paradise compared to Jahannam. So this is the explanation of the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad of Sahih Muslim, volume 7, hadith number 7417, that you may be the richest man in the world, you may have the maximum luxury, but compared to the luxury of Akhirah in Jannah, it will be a billion times better. So if you compare the difference between the poorest man who goes to Jannah and the richest man in the world going to Jannah, the difference is very less. So this world, you should not be bothered whether you're poor or rich, whether you're a king or a pauper. You should be bothered that you pass the test. And the Prophet said it is more easier for the poor man to go to Jannah than a rich man. Because the rich man has to give hisab kitab. He has to give accountability of everything. More difficult. So comparatively, it is billion times better than the richest man in the world. And compared to the poor man also, it is a billion times. Hardly any difference. And the Jahannam is so worse, the description given in the Quran and the Hadith. Even if you are the poorest man in this world, it will be like paradise. The fire, when it comes on your feet, your brains will boil. Can you believe? So, This is the explanation, and this Quran, it prevents you to going to Jahannam and encourages you to go to Jannah. That is the reason I call the glorious Quran a global necessity. The glorious Quran has the solutions to the problems of humankind. Because the glorious Quran has the solution to all the problems of humankind, I say Al-Quran is a global necessity. Al-Quran is the Furqan. Allah refers to the Quran as Furqan, the criteria to judge right from wrong. Al-Quran has the solution to the problem of racism. One of the biggest problems in the world today is racism. Allah gives the solution in Surah Hujurat, chapter number 49, verse number 13. Allah says, Ya ayyuha an-nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha wa jalnakum shurban wa qabaila litarafu inna akramakum indallahi atqakum innallaha alimun khabir. O humankind, we have created you from a single pair of male and female, and have divided you into nations and tribes so that you shall recognize each other, not that you shall despise each other. And the most honored in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the person who has taqwa, who has God consciousness, who has piety, who has righteousness. The criteria for judgment in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the glorious Quran, it's not wealth, it's not age, it's not sex, it's not color, it is taqwa, it is righteousness, it is piety, it's God consciousness. According to the Quran, no black man is superior to a white man, or a white man superior to a black man. No rich man is superior to a poor man, or a poor man for a rich man. No male is superior to a female, or a female to a male, unless with one criteria, taqwa, righteousness, God consciousness, taqwa. This one verse of the Quran will solve all the problem of racism in the world if the humanity follows this. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the farewell pilgrimage in the Hajjatul Wida, he said that no Arab is superior to a non-Arab, or no non-Arab is superior to an Arab. A white man is not superior to a black man, neither a black man is superior to a white man, except by taqwa. And we demonstrate this every day, five times of our life, every day in Salah. When we stand for Salah, we stand shoulder to shoulder, feet to feet, whether king or pauper, black or white, yellow or brown, rich or poor. When we stand for Salah in front of Allah, we stand together. It will abolish all kinds of racism in the world. Quran, because it has the solution for racism, I say Al-Quran is a global necessity. Everyone in the world should know about the Quran and follow it. Then only will there be peace.